Hi everyone, this is Jonathan Braden with the USTA South Carolina. We're back today with another podcast from the Palmetto State Racquet, the official blog of USTA South Carolina. This week on the podcast, we talk with the legendary Rex Maynard of Belton, South Carolina, also known as the tennis capital of the Palmetto State. Maynard has been involved with USTA South Carolina and USTA Southern for about 40 years. We talked with Rex last week about a special tournament that he will help run this weekend in Belton. Please enjoy. Well, we're here with Rex Maynard at the Palmetto Championships here in lovely Belton, South Carolina. And Rex, this weekend, Palmetto Championships is finishing up, and then in a couple weeks, right? You'll have another big tournament here. Tell us about the Spud Tournament.
2 weeks, actually. It's a little less than 2 weeks. It'll be June the 6th and 7th. And the Spud Tournament stands for Special Populations Unified Doubles, and we have around 50 special athletes from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama who will come, and then they play with a unified partner. We divide them up into teams. So Jim Hamm, who is the chairman of the Special Populations Southern Committee, is kind of in charge of doing that to try to make them as even as possible. And we have different colored shirts for each team. So we have the yellow team, the blue team, the green team, and that's great fun. And they play Friday, all day Friday, and then we play Saturday morning, and we have an award ceremony and lunch, and then they all go back home. So it's a great day and a half of tennis and a lot of fun, and it's really rewarding to see these athletes get out and play.
How did this kind of get going? It's such a neat idea.
Well, it was the idea of the Southern Special Populations Committee. They started talking about doing it. Unified doubles was a new concept. And so I just happened to be the president of Southern when they started talking about it. And I made the comment. I said, well, if you want to make it a Southern event, I said, Belton is just right halfway between Atlanta and Charlotte. Seems like that would be a good location. And I offered to host it. I guess maybe being president maybe had a little influence. I don't know. But they decided to have it here. And this will be the fourth year now of hosting it here. We're proud that they come, because they come from far away. That's Savannah and Raleigh. The Alabama folks, obviously, a good way away. And we actually, 2 years ago, had two girls from Houston, Texas come.
Wow, all the way for that tournament.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure did.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. What's a memory of yours that kind of comes to mind? You think about the past few years of that tournament. A lot of moments probably happened during
Well, the smiles on the faces of the athletes, especially at the end when we do the award ceremony. We have the unified partners line up and kind of make a tunnel, and of course, obviously, every athlete gets an award. Every team gets the same award, so there's really not a first place award per se. There is a winner, but we don't really call it that. And to see them smile and how excited they are, regardless, they may not have won a match, but they're excited. And then it's also interesting to watch the athletes play, because they oftentimes feel more for their opponents than that they're more concerned about that than winning for themselves. So they I've seen some emotions in athletes when they won, because they're sorry for their opponent.
Oh, really? What does that look like then?
It's very touching, obviously, to see that, because when you're playing an event like the Palmetto, which is a state qualifier, I mean, you know, you got to win here, and it's a totally different concept, and it's rewarding to see that attitude.
Mm-hmm. What's that like for you then? You're here directing this. This is, like you said, state qualifier. Kids are here trying to advance the Southerns and move on. Lots of emotions, intensity, and then going to that where it's more like, hey, let's have fun. Let's all kind of have a great time.
It's a great change of pace. I'll tell you that. It's a nice way to wind down from this. And having it so close is a little bit of a challenge. But to be quite honest with you, the preparation is done by the committee. So they recruit the athletes and the unified partners. I try to get some local unified partners, but we have some folks here in town that have been involved, and I get them to help. We have a dinner and a party on Friday night, and we obviously serve them lunch every day. So I have some volunteers that help, but compared to the Palmetto, it's a totally different thing, and it's not anywhere near the work or responsibility, but it's a lot of fun. So it's a nice way to wind down from the intensity, I guess I would say, of this event.
Mm-hmm. And so they'll start play Friday?
Friday morning. The athletes, in most cases, we have some athletes from Anderson, which is just 10 miles away, but most of the athletes will come and stay in a hotel on Thursday night. They'll be ready to go first thing Friday, and we usually play Friday from around, we get started around 9, and We'll play a morning round, and then we'll have lunch, and they'll play an afternoon round, and usually we finish about 4. They go back, clean up, come back for the party and the dinner, and we have a lot of fun at that. And then the next morning we start up again about 9, and we usually done and fed them and had the awards and everything by 12 or 1 o'clock.
And they're on the road.
On the way, yeah.
What is the format of the play? Do they play best?
Well, it depends on the athlete. They put them at the level they feel like the athletes are. For instance, some play, most really play the regular 78-foot court with the yellow ball. There's some that play the foam ball or the red felt ball, and they'll play the service line as the baseline. But there are more that play the regular court. And it depends on the scoring is based on the level of play in most cases. But they use a shorter scoring format. I'm trying to remember because Jim's in charge of that. I think they may use the first to four concept that we use in the 10 and under. First to four, best 2 of 3, and they play a tie break if they split.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So it does depend on the individual or?
Right. I think they change it up a little bit if they're playing the baseline is the service line is the baseline. But I may be wrong there. They may play the same scoring there as well, but I'm not 100% sure. But I think that they do the first to four. Two out of three with a tie break for the third.
Mm-hmm. So what is kind of the goal for the, what's like the purpose of this event, and what do we want to achieve for
Well, I think the thing the athletes enjoy the most is the friendships they make. So it's an opportunity for them to renew friendships with people that may not see but once a year. Each state has their state games. For instance, I've helped at the state games in South Carolina, which have been in Anderson and Greenville, and they'll see their state fellow state athletes there, but they generally won't see the athletes from other states. So it's an opportunity to see them, to compete against some new people, meet new friends. And the unified concept is, as I said, we were the first to do that. Now more people are now doing that. But it's an opportunity to get people involved in this too and see what a difference it can make. I know there's a number of people that, as I said, this is the fourth year that almost had to beg to get them out here. And they wouldn't miss it now because they saw how much fun it is and what a difference it can make. And I think that's the purpose is to get them out and let them play tennis and have fun. And winning is whatever happens. Doesn't matter, really.